two, go.
Can you make man a double?
That was a double, bitch.
Make man a double.
Triple.
What's up, witches and ghouls? It's your two hosts, Sunny G.
I'm Tanya D.
And welcome to the Sunny Horror Podcast.
We are two hot messes that like to review and get buzzed to your favorite horror movies. Please remember, if you guys haven't already, to do all the things, like, share, and subscribe to keep this podcast going.
We have that out of the way. Tonight's movie is going to be called Brain Dead, or Dead or Alive, depending on what country you're from. This is a 1992 horror comedy. That was directed by the one and only Peter Jackson. You know him from the Lord of the Rings series. That fucking action movie, that kid movie that you like, that kid show that came out. Peter Jackson. Peter Jackson.
He's so hot.
But maybe he was back in his day, because not now. But so this is his first movie, actually. So he kind of dove into the horror genre before he got into like the mainstream. So I've never watched this. Have you? You don't think you've watched it?
Oh, no. And this is like a 1992.
93 movie.
This is like a 1980s horror TV.
Yes. Ooh. So you know what that means. Grab your drinks. Grab your snacks. If you guys want to join along with us, you guys are more than welcome to. If not,
just be responsible.
Yeah. And let's get this party started.
From the director of The Lord of the Rings, before he encountered Sauron, before he dealt with One Ring, he had to contend with this. The movie that was the inspiration behind Peter Jackson's impending timeless classic.
Party's over.
The screen premiere of Dead Alive. It's not part of the Lord of the Rings series. It's better.
I kick ass for the Lord.
Dead Alive. Next.
And now, our feature presentation.
So these guys are like running through a cliff. We don't know who they are. He looks like a scientist.
Tribal band going on.
They're all on the same fucking island, I think.
They are. They use the same island for both.
They probably did.
I mean, we're going to drink to this. Because
we're going to drink to this.
He's going to be washing this shit.
All right, so they have a rat monkey? What the fuck? He's like, permit. Sir, I don't even understand your language.
What did he just do? He just tumbled himself?
He did.
And a rat monkey.
Well, that's what they called it. I don't know if it is one or not. Okay, so they're getting chased. We're getting a chase scene. We're popping both of our cherries. We're both the horror virgin tonight here.
Ta ta ta.
Oh, they about to cut his hand off.
He should. So let's play off.
Oh my god. Full decapitation, legs, arms cut off. It was the whole situation. Now we're getting a nice little opening credits. The rat monkey is getting sent through customs, I guess.
He got him $100.
That's just how it works. I guess in the 90s, you could just pay somebody for money and give them a monkey?
Well, I mean, you still couldn't do that now, you know, endangered species and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so now we're in America, I think. The plane is landing.
Yeah, crazy monkey.
Oh, wait, we're in New Zealand. Are they trying to say we're in San Francisco? Is this like a later time or earlier time, I mean? Like, the cars are way too old to be 90s. Look at the cars.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're opening up to the pharmacy. We're opening up to, what's her name? What was her name? Lisa? We're going to call her Lisa.
Sure, she's Lisa.
She's Lisa. Oh, Paquita.
Paquita.
What
the fuck?
What name is, okay, Paquita.
He's like, fix yourself, darling.
He's like, let me look at your nipple first.
You're such a patuta.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, where the hell is she come from?
All right, so Paquita is, that's her granddaughter.
Dead Alive.
Dead Alive.
Or Brain Dead, if you're from New Zealand.
Okay. Okay, so it's literally love at first sight with these guys. He's like, Paquita, you're beautiful. Paquita's like, you are my knight. That's going to take me away.
So he lives in a big house on top of the hill. Who is this man? He looks familiar, too.
Maybe they were famous back in their time.
Both
House of Lionel. Apparently.
She is judging him up.
So we have like a love story going on with Petunia and Lionel.
Oh, we're going to the zoo. Oh, I forgot we had the rat monkey.
And they're going to go to the zoo on a date. Okay.
Paris is like, fuck you, no bitch. You are not touching my little boy's wiener.
How dare you? Even though he's like 27.
You see his way.
He's ready for her. Well, shit. He heard the mom. She's over here breaking shit.
Oh, no, heart attack.
She's literally mommy dearest. Don't leave me because your father died and left me. Now you're going to leave me too. I feel like the zoo in New Zealand is probably so much fun. They probably have a lot of, like, cute animals.
She's like, let me jump on your dick.
Right? She's ready. Look at her.
Oh, look, the monkeys. Thank God.
Here we go.
Oh,
God.
What was that? Little rat finger.
That shit fucking hit the fuck out of that monkey. Oh.
What the fuck is this?
What is that? I don't know. Tanya.
Okay, a horrible puppet. It's not even a puppet. What is this?
Claymation. Oh, God. He is a violent little fucker, though. I will say that. This is cute for, like, the 90s, you know? Like, we don't get this anymore. We get CGI. I will appreciate the effort.
I guess so. It's art.
Yeah, the art, definitely. Because they fucking have to probably hand make that shit.
Oh, is this not the scientist that came back to life? Mommy Dearest is going to get bit. As she should. Yep.
That's damn, what she deserved. She got bit hard as fuck.
Twat cunt.
Damn, she sure did deserve that.
This reminds me of, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, like the claymation stuff, like the rat guy. Oh my God, did she just kill the fuck out of that monkey?
Drank the monkey.
Choked it, yeah.
I know, I didn't know. You see it?
Why did you come to the zoo, Mom? All right, so we're back at the house. The mother is fucking dramatic as hell.
Water boy.
Yes, the mother is definitely giving water boy energy.
No.
She wants her son to be with her, like, for until she dies.
You killed your father.
The house is really cute. I do like their house.
Yeah, the house on the hill is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. It's like a haunted dollhouse.
Yes, definitely haunted dollhouse.
Maybe she'll look nicer.
Right? Maybe she'll be nicer. She's gonna try to, like, fuck her son or something weird.
Here comes Patricia.
Oh, Patricia!
Hi.
Bitch. I love how Penelope is just, like, so happy.
This bitch is, like, going through the extreme.
She's like, the cards told me, so I must marry.
No, it was the fucking arrow.
It was
Bella arrow.
The arrow. And the house. She's like, your house is so big.
So she's literally being, like, losing all of her senses.
Yeah.
She can't talk. Oh, I don't... Can she breathe? Where's the water? There's no fucking beverage at the table at all. Just letting you know.
So, like, we're gonna choke on these fucking beans and mash. Oh, God. She's really hungry. So, yeah. She's... I don't know why she's having this dinner again with WWL people. Or WLWL people again. But whatever it is, she's failing because this bitch is getting crazy.
She's like, she's about to eat my beaver.
Mouth. I don't know what's happening. It's a lot. Some 80s. Whoa, that's a lot of hair. Is that a cat?
Shut up. That's the dog. Your mother ate my dog.
Oh my God. She ate a whole German Shepherd? It's just, I mean, I kind of don't know what's happening.
It looks like she has a legit reaction. She can't breathe.
She's fucking dead. Or dead. Dead Alive, duh, the title. I like Dead Alive better than Brain Dead.
I think she's playing possum.
Probably. She is the possum.
Thank God.
Fuck. Oh, damn.
I don't know. Like, it's hilarious. It's horrible. It's
campy.
Yeah. It's cute. Oh, now they're hugging each other. Nice. That's nice of them.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So Lionel is beating the fuck out of them. Separating them as well.
Push mommy down the stairs. Well, just shove her too.
Yeah, just shove them both in the basement.
That's a nicely way of doing it.
Yeah, with some of the customers at work.
I've been in the basement at work.
That basement's scary.
It's your time.
It looks like an Evil Dead basement, you guys. Like, the one on our job. It's fucking scary.
She's gone to the hospital. Bitch, mind your business.
Right? Like, it's okay.
Why are you here?
Did he not get scratched? Is he good? Because I'd be worried.
Hi. She hasn't even seen this man's dick.
No, they fucked, remember?
Oh, they did.
They did.
Transylvania, what you mean?
Or Transylvania.
Like, he's Frankenstein's assistant.
He does get Frankenstein. Like, he does get Frankenstein's assistant. He does give up.
Wait, Igor.
Oh, yes! Igor!
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Bitch, why don't you have sedatives? Do you have tranquilizers? Yes, I do. See?
Boom. Tanya's a doctor, too, you guys. Didn't know.
And a dentist.
Oh. His literal shit's like in potion bottles. Oh, he's a Nazi. So, yeah, he is from Germany. Yeah. Didn't go down there. He's gonna sniff the...
I think he's gonna go do drugs.
Alright, so he has a whole hazmat suit. He's in the house. He's gonna try to tranquilize the fucking bitches.
Aluminum pan foil, like, it makes no sense.
I thought it was a hazmat suit. I was wrong. It's really some, like, makeshift thing that he made. Oh, it's the feet.
Ah, she gained weight.
Oh, yes. And he stabbed her in the eye. Oh, the head just flew. That was the nurse. He got the nurse now. So that's good. Good for him.
I think I just have a blush.
Oh, fuck. The mom got him.
Oh, she got a pimple head.
That's the fucking sign.
Oh, that's a pimple head.
So your wife had to go to the doctor the whole time?
No.
Oh, shit. All right. Get your mom. Come on.
In the nose.
Right in the fucking
nose. In the nose. Like, I felt that for you.
That's booger sugar right there for you. I think Petunia lives on top of the store. Like, on top of...
Yeah, I just
realized that. If you guys aren't watching what we're watching.
Yeah, No, he's not even a pharmacist.
What was he?
He was a customer that came in. Boy, when did you... have you not watched the same movie, have I? He came into the store to order a food to be shit to get delivered, and she delivered the food.
Oh my God.
Because the bow and arrow pointed to her, and she delivers it instead of, or to him. She delivers it instead of her brother, because he's like, oh, your brother usually delivers. She's like, you got a big house? You got a big dick?
Wow, I don't know what the fuck I was watching. I thought he was a pharmacist the whole time. Oh, he's pissing on his mom.
Oh my God. She deserves it, though.
I already know what's going to happen.
She's going to rip his dick off.
She's going to rip it off.
Oh, fuck. She's going to, like, she needs some skin cream.
She needs a wig, too. God.
Well, there goes Goldberg.
Oh, Goldilocks over there, the fucking priest. He about to get killed. Oh, my God. Now all the Lost Boys are zombies. Jesus. The whole.
He's like, I got a shot.
This whole town's about to be full of zombies.
What the fuck is going on? He is feeding the monkey rats.
So he's keeping all the zombies together, I guess, so it doesn't spread, even though it keeps on spreading.
And they're, like, literally eating the shit. Like, look at fucking Hugh Hefner over here. Petunia, we can no longer see each other. I have 4 kids that I gotta take care of the monkey rats. I'm sorry. Cheers. Goodbye.
That's
goodbye.
Goodbye to that. I'm so sorry.
And she's like, no, Lyle. I love you. I will help you take care of them like you rats. We're a family forever because you are.
That's probably how it's going to end. I feel like that's the ending. That's it. Good night,
guys. Goodbye. The rat monkeys are fucking.
The rat monkeys are fucking. I can't anymore.
Oh, are they fucking?
Right? It sounds like they're fucking. Oh my God. I think they are.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Right? These fucking dead bodies. Why? Oh my God. This is a lot. This is crazy as fuck. Whoa. What the fuck is this? A monkey rat baby. This is a weird fucking movie. Peter Jackson, what is wrong with you? We want to smoke with you, actually.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Oh my God, what is happening?
And it's done. It's done. It's how we're doing. Walking out and getting rid of the baby.
Oh, he's walking around he's strolling the baby now in a carriage. Just walking around to this park. Oh,
why isn't he a monkey yet?
Oh my God. They haven't bit him or scratched him, surprisingly.
Maybe he's got the right blood.
Yeah, like he's secure.
Let him drown. What if they drown?
Oh shit.
What if they drown? Oh, now he's gonna be his father. That's gonna be his biggest nightmare. Oh. What the fuck is that?
Why is this so big? It's
the fucking, oh my God. Oh my God. You know what? Oh my God. You know what it reminds me of?
What is the reminder?
This movie. Oh my God. I have got to look this movie
up. What movie? Tell me. It was as big as a kid.
It's Harvey.
Literally Harvey. Yeah.
And now it's like in the size of a purse. It's magic.
Oh wait, so Patricia now is dating fucking Dr. Doolittle. And she moves fast. I will say, Petunia is ready. She's like,
I am the wife.
She's a city girl. Like,
she's a settler.
I'm not saying that. She's a fucking settler. That girl's a fucking settler. Good for her.
Whatever. Like, no, don't be a settler. Do not fucking settle. Have standards, bitch.
Yeah. Did he get bit or something? The uncle's probably infected.
Do you see his face?
Yeah.
He just ate some cooter herpes.
And he thinks his nephew's like a murderer. He doesn't believe. Well, he doesn't know what the fuck's happening with the whole, like, zombies and all that crazy shit. And he wants his family's money, or his mother's money. I guess they are rich, or the mother's rich, or something. This movie's a fever dream, like I said. Like, I feel like everything is just, like...
Why am I looking up Jim Beam?
I don't know.
I will look at this in a minute. I guess I can't do it right now, because I'm a little, high.
But... A little tipsy and high. He just looked into this woman's skirt.
Like, Paquata, yeah.
Why is that Patricia's coochie? Paquata.
Patricia. Yeah.
Her. Is this the same night? The same day? Is this all the same day?
Well, obviously they got the same fucking
outfit on. I mean, if they got invited, I don't know if they did. All this happened.
Petita, she ran away looking for Jaquita.
She
Movies all went all kind of crazy ways.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going. I will give it that. Like, you don't know where you're going to go next with this movie.
Everything's only one way it's going to go. She literally, she loves this boy, Leon and Lily. Mm-hmm. And I will help you raise these little monkey rat babies that you have tamed. They're right here.
These she thinks she's going to be about it. She's gonna be down.
Yes, because she loves him. Oh, you just touched her, though.
Oh, she slapped
him. Like, oh. See. Oh, ew.
Okay, so there's like little crazy undead shit happening downstairs, and upstairs like a crazy orgy, like a creepy weird orgy.
He was literally rubbing his ding dong with a bottle. Ooh, and it was like a man butt bundle. Oh,
it was gross. This movie's out of pocket. It's so funny.
Mommy's like, it's okay, baby. Come in. Look, it's weird. It's so weird.
All right, so he's saying bye to his mom. Aw, it's kind of sweet. Okay, well.
Oh, it's so dramatic. This movie won't fucking end.
They're burying all the bodies. And they knock them out with a tranquilizer.
And she's like, we're going to go get married.
Literally, she is down. She's down with the get down. You're so correct. I thought she wasn't going to be about it, but she was. This is insane. This she is was like, anyway. Anyway.
And the uncle's like, this is my bitch.
Literally.
I just touched her cooter with my dog. Oh. 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 And he's like, this is my. Oh, that's her knife. Oh, she's that's like, you defended me.
All right, so the uncle and nephew are fighting.
Oh, goddamn. He threw them back down.
Oh, but the nephew got thrown back
in. Okay, so the uncle is going to like.
Oh, my God.
Caveman this girl.
He just got Petunia up in the hair.
Oh, hey, this is. You cannot do this today. Mm-mm. You cannot watch this shit today. There's so many type of ways that you. No.
This is crazy.
Like, no.
No. Like, why? What was the end for this? Okay, is this a poison? You better kill them. Just kill them, girl. I mean. Lionel.
Oh, he's so nasty looking.
Run, Paquita.
Chichi, chichi, run. But like this.
I don't know how they're gonna survive this. Honestly, I feel like everyone's gonna die.
Just be one big. I don't know. They're together forever. I don't know what they're doing.
Neither do I.
But regardless, I feel like something's gonna end up together forever.
Oh damn! He fisted this bitch by the back of the head.
That was funny.
Right?
But that was, like, not as nasty as the beginning as, like, I don't know, then puke. I guess it's the pus sound. Yeah. Like, just knowing what it is and just, like, that's gross. That's like.
Oh, shit.
He's like, I'm about to eat
the
your
priest.
Dick.
The priest.
He's like, I'm about to eat your dick.
Yeah, the priest.
He's
right.
Like, touch my nipples.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh, boy.
This is a crazy day. Fuck. Why do all that?
And he's like, I like that. Watch. He's like, I'm about to suck your dick with no teeth. I hope he bites his dick off, really. Like, I mean, that's my goal, that part. Like, really and truly, the uncle deserves.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, she's hungry.
Bitch, oh my God. Well, that girl's gonna die now.
Oh, Paquita is gonna save. She's gonna be the hero. Yeah. Oh, she just lit that bitch up.
She did. That was pretty. Oh, fuck.
Like a Christmas light.
Like, what? That was a cool effect.
Okay, so there's three people that's gonna survive this movie.
Yeah.
Maybe, final.
Literally, like, 50 people died, I will say. Maybe 100.
He's admiring his inside. Okay. I love that for yourself. I like that. Let's look at it from that point of view. We love yourself.
Love yourself.
No, love yourself. Because in this movie, we have seen...
assholes.
Monkey rat monkeys infested people that fucked each other, that made babies. And then ate a whole human society that loves this one person of this charm. And uncle that's
trying to steal money from him.
And rape this point. Like, yeah, ew.
That was weird.
And like, what are we doing in the like?
He's like literally looking through a collage of his family photos, like
with a dick in his mouth. What the fuck are we watching? Oh, it's porn. Okay.
What?
Colin, what am I watching?
What is
it? And there goes a dick in the...
Why is there a dick in the skeleton? I'm so confused.
The uncle's gonna survive. For this man to be a nasty-ass motherfucker... Actually, he should not. He looks like he's already got bitten before. Or like, he got red pussy juice before everybody got there.
Yeah.
But, oh, they go... Yes! Somebody, like,
fuck.
Please let this uncle die. I don't want him to survive. If he survives, I'm going to be mad.
Me too.
I will be mad. I will be very upset at this person who let this man survive.
For real. He's a fucking dick. No,
what's his name? Peter Pratt and Cottontail?
Yep.
Like, fuck no.
All right, so somebody's coming from underneath. I think that's his mom. Bitch.
Oh, look at mommy.
Oh, the mom looked kind of crazy. Oh, the uncle about to get it, Tan. The uncle about to get it.
As you should.
Yeah.
The least you could do. She just ripped his dick off.
She ripped
his
whole body off.
Thank you. I really appreciate this part of this movie. I like that part. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. Good job, movie.
I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
It's a whole Blanga situation going on. He's killing everybody in the house with a fucking lawnmower. We love that.
Yeah, that's nasty.
There's still... Oh,
it's still, it's just like a lot of mush.
That's a lot of work, too. There's so many of them. What the fuck?
Mom would be tired. He must... I mean, obviously, he's probably only had sex once.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of muscle of jacking off, I guess. Petunia and Colin is running forever.
Literally. They're getting chased by their fucking rat mom.
Aww.
Her titties and her ass are out there. It's giving BB.
Harvey, it's okay.
It's okay, Harvey. We're so...
Shut up. I'm... Stop.
It's only been an hour. Relax.
We will get an office one day, guys.
Yeah, we will. It'll be fine.
Harvey will still be kind.
He still will be kind. That is very true.
They're on top of the world.
Damn. It's like some Godzilla shit. Why is she so big? They're like on the roof of the house now. It's just Petunia and Patrick. Yes. Petunia and Patrick and his mom is now a gigantic fucking kaiju.
Bro, he stands up to his mama. But his mama's taken. Thank you for his mama. But he's like, mommy, I don't love you no more. This is my woman, Patricia Patissa. Look at that titty.
That titty's fucking huge. The titty is huge. I will say that. Those damn, the titties are both huge. There's two of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my God. Stomach opens, like,
she's like, come back into me.
Come inside of me. Like you used to be. Oh, my God. She wants to be pregnant again. Oh, why? Oh, that looks disgusting. So did she kill him? I don't know what's happening, you guys. I guess he's gone. Wait, her face is falling off, right?
Oh, he had the poison inside of his jacket.
Oh, no. Yes. So she's just falling apart.
Can we please
is
be dead?
Is that your microphone?
Yes. Can we please
she's
be
like,
dead?
Hello.
I dropped the microphone.
Oh.
He had that, too.
All right, he's fisting himself out of there with the fucking amulet. Okay. Oh, my God. He's giving himself a C-section. It's very meta. Okay, I guess. This is...
Ass up in there.
That was a lot of ass.
She's like...
But Tuni got a lot of upper body shit.
Save me. And she's like, I'm coming back. I'm saving you. Don't touch me. I would die.
Yeah. She probably sounds like fucking shit.
It's okay. I got myself. How can you even save me anyway? You're slimy. How are you touching me?
Yeah. They're kissing. It's a happy ending.
I really like
I'm happy for them. Right, I rather like a sweaty booty hole. Like, what is happening? That was it. Okay.
The end. Thank God. Fuck. They are happy. See, but I did tell you, they're happy.
Yes, you did. And she was going to be dead. I did not think it was going to be happy like that.
I am glad the uncle did not survive.
So what do you think of this movie?
It was fun. Okay, you know what? Okay. Yeah, you want me to get into it?
Yeah, get into it, bitch.
Yes, it was definitely fun. But it does, like, fucking baby reminds me of this goddamn movie. We will post this shit on our shit.
I really.
But, no, I mean, it was fun. It took me a second to, like, get into it, I guess, because I could predict it. But, like, it was all over the place. So that made it funner for me. Kudos to Peter Cottontail.
Yeah, he did a really good job for his first movie.
That was good. But it definitely came out. I can see the total effects. And I will definitely say, the beginning of the movie, for being my audience, it was more like the sound effects, I guess you could say.
Because
the end of it, like, where the killing was in, it was just like fun 80-90 horrors that wouldn't get too bad. So I was like, it's fun. I'll get it three.
Three by the
way.
Yeah.
It did feel longer than it should. Oh my God, this
story. Yeah, like, I felt like 2 hours.
But I knew Petunia, Johnny, Kenio, Patricia, Peter, Cocktail was going to survive. So kudos for that. And cheers.
Yeah, cheers with our empty glasses that we finish our bottle for this movie. Thank God. No, yeah, I definitely agree with you. So
Yeah, I definitely agree with what you have to say. So, we give this movie 3 buzz out of 5. Thank you guys for listening. I'm hoping you guys stay till the end. We are kind of drunk and high.
But yes, stay tuned for next week's episode. And until then, remember to stay high.
Yeah.
And until next time, bye. Did you say bye too? Oh, I heard you say. Never mind, I don't know.